Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, and comment. We're here. We're ready. How about you? Call a friend. Tell them we're on the air. We'll do this in 1 minute. Do you like to see good things happen to good people? How about good things happening to good, godly Christian radio stations? Now we're on track. Talking about the move of WHCB there in Tri-Cities, Tennessee. They want to move from Blountville, their current location, and they've loved that, and all you people in that area, don't get me wrong. They're moving over to Bluff City. God has blessed mightily in giving them one phenomenal property in Bluff City, Tennessee. And I want to go there. I want to visit there frequently. And you should want the best for the station heralding Christ's blessing throughout the Tri-City area. Be in prayer wherever you are in the world today that this will all be taken care of. Over $60,000 raised, $90,000 to go. Let's pray about it now and see what God would have us to do. Collectively, we can make this happen. WHCB moving to Bluff City. Praise the Lord. So, what do you think? Do you believe the same way Senator Ted Cruz does? I do. Democrats are facilitating riots and violence in major American cities, and they are encouraging radical leftists who are threatening Americans. That's what that Republican from Texas said. Remember, he ran for president. What's happening, unfortunately, is not free speech, Cruz said, and those who are peaceably demonstrating are seeing their protest hijacked by violent anarchists, by Marxists who are engaged in acts of terror. Well, amen to that. At the end of the day, none of this is complicated. Don't assault your fellow citizens. Don't firebomb police cars. Don't loot and destroy small businesses. Don't murder police officers. Oh, he was on a roll. Cruz, who chaired a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee hearing concerning Antifa, slammed Democrats for not condemning the far-left groups. Seven Democrats spoke and questioned the witnesses. Not a single one dared criticize Antifa in any way because they're making a cynical decision that they want to encourage these radical leftists who are assaulting and threatening Americans. Well, amen, amen. Somebody telling, well, that's the way it is, all right. When you're talking the pandemic, it's, hey, you gotta go left. No, you gotta go right. And that's part of the confusion in America today. You know, when these lockdowns were implemented last spring, in response to the pandemic, officials emphasized the objective now was to, you've heard this, flatten the curve. Meaning you're going to stretch out the number of cases over a period of time to avoid overwhelming the hospital system. You know, somehow the objective now has shifted to we're going to eliminate COVID-19, which Dr. Scott Atlas of Stanford's Hoover Institution has always believed a wrong approach. He's not alone. Many feel the same way. Protecting the higher-risk population and allowing the virus to then just burn out or attenuate through infecting people who are at a low risk of serious illness, that should be the aim, says the doctor. I think there's a huge disconnect in our society today in what the goal of public policy is. The goal of stopping COVID-19 cases is not the appropriate goal. The goal is simply twofold, to protect the people who are going to have a serious problem who are going to die, that's the high-risk population, and to stop hospital overcrowding. Dr. Atlas argues against focusing on testing college students, for example, when the aim should be to protect high risk from getting infected in the first place. He said there should never be. And there is no goal to stop college students from getting an infection they have no problem with. That's silly. He pointed out that 99.8% of deaths from COVID-19 are in people over 24 years of age. They can do things if they're still afraid from a distance, but you don't have to lock down healthy people for crying out loud. It's just irrational. Yeah, I would go with that. How about you? Well, it's a clear and present danger, and we got to get rid of it. Who would have thought that Hollywood would ever be accused of being politically correct? You're kidding me. It's happened with a decision by the Northwest Film Center in Portland, Oregon, to pull Arnold Schwarzenegger's film Kindergarten Cop. The move came after an author filed a complaint about the movie's portrayal of police in the school system. The complaint is from a left and loony named Lois Levine, who wrote The Secrets of Mary Bowser, whatever that is. The center had planned to show the film as part of its summertime drive-in movie series. The Washington Free Beacon reported Levine compared the movie to The Birth of a Nation, a 1915 film that romanticized the Ku Klux Klan. Levine said there's nothing entertaining about the presence of police in schools and 5- and 6-year-olds being handcuffed and hauled off to jail routinely in America. And this criminalizing of children increases dramatically when cops are assigned to work in the schools. Lady, you are a commie moron. So I was wondering if I created a mask that says MAGA, just simply MAGA on the front of it, or maybe the cross and the address of my church, whether that would be offensive. There's so many things that you could put on a mask. A woman was reportedly kicked off an American Airlines flight because her mask was deemed offensive by the flight attendant. Or Linda Johns from South Florida was on her way to Illinois when she boarded a plane wearing a mask that said F-12. And she also had on a t-shirt that said Black Lives Matter. Now, according to those in the know, F-12 is slang for F the police. I didn't know that. You know it now. A flight attendant reportedly asked John, an activist who believes in defunding and abolishing the police force, to cover that mask. John's did, saying in a Facebook Live video, "Everything she asked me, I did." Oh, yeah, right. But soon after the flight attendant reportedly returned to John's seat, she came back, stood over me, said, "I'd better not see that other mask," John's told Local 10 News. I said, "Leave me alone, lady." She stood there. She said, "Okay, I got you." After the flight attendant went to the front of the plane, it returned to the gate, and John was asked to deplane, and authorities removed her from the airport. The airline said that John's refused to follow crew members' instructions to remove or cover a face mask with offensive language, and although the passenger initially complied, they later continued to display the inappropriate language. Oh, brother, it's the new America. And all of a sudden, it appears. 10 minutes of footage from one cop's camera, 18 minutes from another, talking about, again, George Floyd, his death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, why weren't the American people allowed to see this police body camera footage before? It just comes out now? Footage from the cameras of these rookie officers obtained by the Daily Mail and published yesterday. The video shows about 18 minutes one, 10 from the other. Four Minneapolis police officers struggling with Floyd this past May the 25th before one of them ultimately pins Floyd to the ground in a scene that has sparked nationwide what? The catechism has been written, and it's now in stone, and George Floyd is a martyr. That's not enough for America. In a free society like the United States of America, you have a right to know why things are changing so quickly in this country and what exactly is the basis for this brand new cultural revolution that you're living through. It may be some time before we can answer those questions. Maybe we'll never be able to answer them. We'll probably debate them for decades to come. But more facts are always the first step toward establishing what truth is. You know, you shall know the truth and it'll set you free. Floyd's death has been used to justify a nationwide eruption, vomiting, violence, and destruction, and looting, and killing. Again, people asking, why are we just seeing this footage now? The video seems relevant, particularly considering all that has happened in this great country of ours. More news right after this. So, what kind of work have you done for the Lord recently? Anything physical? Man, we're wearing out this week at the cross in Fort Wayne, Indiana, doing a 13,000 square foot parking, small parking lot. Company wanted, I think the best bid we had was $4,500 to do this thing, and oh, we're going to seal it, and that's what we're doing right now. It's exhausting, but I'll tell you what, it's wonderful when you're serving the Lord. Taking care of God's property in Fort Wayne, absolutely, what a blessing, and the sleep is sweet, and the labor is hard, but oh, it's fantastic, my friend. Tonight, I'm going to visit someone who visited our church on Sunday, actually going to do a little fly fishing with this gentleman, and maybe while we're fishing, we'll talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and heaven and how to get there. Yep. You'll never have a better day when you put Jesus Christ first in your life and serve him in whatever area God would call you. Yep. Got to put on my work boots now and get ready to head over to church. So, the United States of America closing in on 5 million total cases and recording more than 155,000 deaths. The pandemic is dangerous, they say. Officials have identified social gatherings like birthday parties, weddings, camps. That's why it's breaking out all over the country. Time to play the four tops. It's the same old song. Or so they tell us. There was a massive explosion yesterday in Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. As of last night, over 100 people reportedly killed, thousands injured. Neighborhoods around the port where the blast occurred were leveled, including the port itself. Authorities say the explosion came from a warehouse where highly explosive material, ammonium nitrate, was being stored. They're calling it a national catastrophe in addition to dealing with the pandemic. Lebanon is in the worst economic tailspin in years. Decades of corruption plus a reckless central bank have combined to push almost half the population in that country into poverty. What's happening with Disney, with their revenue dropping 42% annually to $11.8 billion? Disney earnings show what happens to a global entertainment giant when people can't go. I mean, they have to stay in their homes. So much from Disney is bad. The parks are closed, of course. Lost $3.5 billion. Revenue fell 85% from last year. Yeah, things are pretty tough. Well, it's tough everywhere, not just at Disney. Nationwide, people are telling themselves, be prepared for Zoom office holiday parties this year. Yesterday, Uber employees said employees don't have to come back to the office through June of 2021. Next year, 200,000 Googlers won't return to the office until sometime next summer. Isn't this amazing? As the pandemic persists in this country, you can expect more extensions of all kinds with all companies to follow. What do you do about employee productivity during a lockdown? Researchers at Harvard and NYU put some data together. The average workday increased by 49 minutes, as did the number of meetings, up 13%, and the number of emails sent up. But the length of those meetings much shorter, meaning overall we're actually spending less time in meetings than before the pandemic hit. One more interesting finding, researchers say that, well, changes in communication patterns have occurred. Well, duh. They went into 16 major cities, did some exploration there. Workers seem to anticipate policy changes before they actually happened, and that's the first time that's happened. And really? Oh, it's the new America, isn't it? Hey, you want to hear depressing? Pretty soon it'll be hard to escape Sleepy Joe Biden. He'll be on your television nonstop, on your radio, on your cell phone. The Biden campaign yesterday announced what it says is the largest television ad buy ever by a presidential candidate. $220 million set aside for commercials to air through this fall. We really got to put up with this, huh? Another $60 million budgeted to reach audiences digitally on social media and gaming platforms. Biden's team planning to reach voters in at least 16 states with messages that feature the former vice president speaking directly to the camera about the response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic fall and the destruction of America and the world. Oh, never mind. Tropical storm Isaias tore inland across the mid-Atlantic yesterday, spreading flooding rain, damaging winds, tornadoes ahead of its path. By Tuesday afternoon, at least six possible tornadoes had already spun off in Delaware, another one there in New Jersey. According to the National Weather Service, the tornadoes follow the destruction stirred up farther south, giving a preview of what's still to come, huh? 3.5 million people in the dark. I hate that, don't you? Electricity out? As some would say, it's only business. That's what it is. Judge Judy heading back to court, they say, but not in the way you think. Less than 6 months after CBS and Rebel Entertainment Partners settled their long-running legal battle over some big bucks in missed contractual obliged payments from that show that has aired for 20 years, new lawsuit on the docket. Rebel is now suing former Manhattan Family Court Judge Judy and Viacom CBS division for more than $5 million over a seemingly sleight-of-hand $95 million sale of the show's very rich library. And Judge Judy says, "I'll eat the contract right on national TV if it can be produced in the new suit over CBS's $95 million purchase of the syndicated series library." Judge Judy eating the paperwork on live television. Could this really be happening in the desensitization of America? Don't worry about Grandma dying alone in a nursing home. She has dementia and is scared, but she surely understands it's for a greater good in America. Don't worry about losing your business, the dream business that you opened with a second mortgage on your home, and don't worry about losing your house. It's for the greater good. Don't worry about your child's depression because she can't figure out how to navigate the online classes and she misses her best friends at school. It's all for the greater good. Don't worry about your aunt who can't get treatment for cancer. Her sacrifice is saving lives. Just not hers, and it's for the greater good. Make sure you call the CPS on your neighbor for letting her kids to go outside and play. Don't worry when the stranger takes those kids while they're crying out for mama. It's all for the greater good. Don't worry about the looters and the people burning down your town. They're peaceful, and it's all for the greater good. And this could go on, and it's scary. Now, this would be kind of a neat experiment. Without revealing your actual age, what's something you remember that if you told a younger person today, they wouldn't understand? Oh, I got a whole book full here. And I can't believe this. This was taken down by Facebook. Didn't follow community standards. Best medicine to prevent COVID. Tomatoes from the garden, all fresh. Bananas organic. When they're ripe, you can put them in the freezer and make banana ice cream. Taboo. Good grief. And finally, there's this. Did you know that ants never get sick? It's because they have little antibodies. Please don't unfriend me. Life 101. Bible and God's in control right after this. So, you just tuned in. This is Hello World News, information, comment, opinion, silly stuff now then. Every day at this time on this Christian radio station and the World Wide Web, you can hear us right there on your cell phone. More and more joining us every day, and you're joining us on Facebook. It's fantastic. At a time like this in America, you need some sound, solid foundation. The Word of God and a Christian who's trying to put it all together, just like you. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank the many of you that support us on a regular basis, those giving one-time gifts, all of it important to Greg Patton Ministries, producer of Hello World. Wherever you are, thank you for just being here every day at this time. God bless. I think it was in high school when I heard one of the teachers say, "Never forgot this. You've heard it too. Seems like the harder I work, the behinder I get." Ever heard that one? Let me ask you something. Are you wrestling against those forces out there that seem to be beyond your control? I'm constantly telling my church that God is in control. Does it seem that no matter how hard you try, you are getting farther behind? If so, you're just like millions today. You're running your own life, moving from one crisis to another crisis without slowing down. You're not taking any time out to seek God's help. What is your problem? Well, during the last 70 years, I have sometimes run myself weary trying to do the things going on in my own strength. I've been saved 45 years. I'm still doing it. I have to come to understand one big thing very, very clearly. Only Almighty God can help us live a spiritually victorious life. Victory in Jesus, yep, only one source there, Almighty God. Thankfully, there's a bedrock of truth upon which you can stand today, a truth that is really so strong that nothing's going to move it. Oh, no. As a follower of Jesus Christ, and I pray that you are, I mean, you're saved, our confidence during these unstable times lies in an unchanging God. I mean, it's crazy what's going on out there. I was doing some work at church yesterday, talking with one of our newest members, and somewhere along the line, I mean, this guy was really bad, by the way. I mean, he was into everything before God saved him, but he's come to realize God's in control. He's not going to change anything, so just leave it up to God. That's a good position to be in, Jim. God, who provides steady anchors of hope and assurance, that's what we need today. When you place your hope in temporal things, and we do, all of us make this mistake, some money, got a lot of money going on there, social status, all the achievements that you've accomplished, you're the head of the company now. Acceptance or even the love of family and friends, your foundation will inevitably crumble someday. May not be today, but it's coming. Worldly comforts are no defense against the tumultuous times of life in this new America. I mean, it's delivered to you daily. Shocking. If you're going to stand strong, your identity, my friend, must come from something much greater than anything this old world has to offer. And the Word of God is full of all kinds of principles for living an extraordinary, well, wonderful life. In the midst of a spiraling instability in America that we're in right now, it's easy to forget our true source of strength. Yet even as we stumble along here, there's Jesus Christ walking right by our side. Through all the disillusionment, the discouragement, all that doubt going on, God is never turned away by our wayward acts. He knows that on our own, we can do zip. Absolutely nothing. But through Him, the Bible says, John 15:5, Matthew 19:26, all things are possible. With God, take it to the bank today. All things are possible. What is an extraordinary life? It's the life we can live, sustained by the inner peace and joy in good times as well as in the bad times. And I can honestly say I'm finally at a place where I know how to face the fears and all those pressures that come along this side of heaven. My goal is to live in undisturbed union with Jesus Christ. And by His strength, I'm closer to Him than ever before. I want to be a masterpiece. You heard that term recently? I want to be a masterpiece that God has created. I do know it's a lifelong process, which He is continually shaping me into a unique reflection of His Son, and all of us can say that today. When we embrace the principles outlined in the Word of God, we allow Him to work more effectively in our lives and reveal an extraordinary life that He has for us. How's that working out for you today? One of the most important questions anyone will ever ask you, of course, is, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Do you know that when you die on this side of the curtain, heaven is your home and you're very much alive on the other side? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do it today. And finally, this could be very true today. Big guy walks up to the pastor's home, asks to see the minister's wife. That's a woman who's well known for her charitable impulses. Madam, he said in a broken voice, I wish to draw your attention to the terrible plight of a poor family nearby. The father is dead. The mother is too ill to work. 9 children starving to death. They're about to be turned out into the cold, empty streets of our city. Their rent amounts to about $400. That's terrible, said the preacher's wife. May I ask who you are, sir? The sympathetic visitor replied, yes, with a handkerchief over his eyes. I'm the landlord. Of course you are, you big. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much for listening to Hello World every day at this time. Continue to tell friends about the broadcast. You join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. Have yourself one fantastic Wednesday.